To the story you're referring to, Cape Town is in the grip of a major drought that's contributing to the water crisis that has effectively left Cape Town with all of 11% of the usual capacity available for consumption. Please give us the latest there.
Yes, I was going through a report by Kevin Winter from UCT, Environmental Geographical Sciences there, and on the ground up website, the crisis is a factor of a couple of things, Ernest. Firstly, let's take a look at Cape Town's population. It's grown 55% from 2.4 million to 4.3 million, while dam storage has only increased 15% over the last decade in the same period. Add this to increased commercial activity, and this has resulted in really a disproportionate increase in demand compared to the increase in supply. So rainfall in the Cape has been gradually decreasing. Ernest, when I was a youngster growing up in Cape Town, I remember being very depressed in winter because the rain literally didn't stop for weeks. We don't experience that anymore. We just see it for one day, maybe a half a day, and then it stops for a week. So Tiervaterskloof Dam, which is has capacity of about 480,000 million liters. I don't even know how to say that. It sounds a little bit like our president. Of the 900,000 megaliters, or 53% of all Cape Town supply, is currently sitting at 15%, which is actually 5% usable, which is extremely, extremely worrying. The reason is that over the last 2 years at Tiervaterskloof Dam, we've had an average of only about 400 millimeters compared to an average of 530 millimeters over the last couple of decades since 1975, 1976, with highs up to 1,000 millimeters sometimes over two-year periods. The issue is we are having low rainfall for an extended period compared with all previous periods, and they are saying that by 2050 we'll have 30% less rainfall than we're even having right now. So what is this due to? Well, El Nino events, which we speak about quite often, have come and gone. They say we're going to get another El Nino weather event coming up, which is going to be a bit of disastrous. And this did impact the drought last year and the year before, but this time it's just full-blown human-induced climate change, Ernest, which we've been speaking about for 6 years on this show. Now, Cape Town has done the best they could. They've been reducing demand and reducing leaks wherever possible. And what is quite clear now is that Cape Town can anticipate a much drier future due to climate change, as I've mentioned, and that we have to take serious, serious steps to ensure we crank up supply from other water sources on top of the good work we're doing in reducing demand, including desalination of seawater. Mm-hmm.